Mark Spector joins us here on the line. Speck, what a great night for book sales, my friend.
I'm going to be like John Daly with a little trailer outside the rink selling vodka sevens in my book.
That'll work with that crowd.
Make it a double.
Do you think we're going to see anything come of it tonight?
You never know. Like, you know what? Typically in sports, when we hype something up this much, we get disappointed. Like, you can't live up to the hype. But, you know, what we do know is for sure, I mean, they're playing Wednesday, Saturday. There's a lot more juice now in the Battle of Alberta. Matt Tkachuk, you could thank him for that. He's kind of, you always need someone to wear a black hat in one of these deals. And, you know, he came along and became the guy that delivered real big, big, heavy hits and then refused to fight. So that's good, right? That's good for the battle. It left a lot of emotion on the table. It left a lot of debts unsettled. So it carries into the next game. And if we don't solve things tonight, I suspect Saturday in Calgary will be worth watching too, right? That's how it used to go. So let's see what happens in 2020.
Do hostilities settle at all based on the fact that a lot of the faces involving the franchise were kind of teamed up on the weekend with McDavid and Draisaitl and Tkachuk and Giordano and Riddick all kind of playing together for the Pacific team at the All-Star game? Or it's like, we had a ceasefire for one night anyway?
Yeah, you know what? The point would be that all those guys you just named, other than Tkachuk, they're not really involved in the hostile part of this thing, right? McDavid and Draisaitl aren't hitting or fighting anybody. And Zach Cassian spent his time in Santa Monica with his family. He said I didn't watch a minute of the game. So, you know, the people, Milan Lucic wasn't in that All-Star game in the last I checked. And the big 6'6" kid, Buddy Robinson, they just called up the Flames, wasn't in that All-Star game. So, no, I don't think the All-Star game means anything.
How long has it been since you've seen this kind of excitement or intrigue around these two hockey teams? And even on the West Coast, I mean, we were talking earlier, boy, if you could, you know, Speck, I don't know if we ever have had a time where these three hockey teams all at once are ones that the NHL look like and go, they're all going the right way.
Oh, my goodness. And what a, like, welcome change, you know. When you think back to the Pacific Division guys, the California teams have just owned it for, like, the last, well, other than Vancouver, you know, being really good up until their run in 2011, but for many years before, it was a very good team. And now 2011, man, that's 9 years ago, but really those three California teams have taken home the, you know, they've been running this division for a long time, and the Alberta teams in particular have not held up their end of the bargain. They just haven't been really good. So it's a nice change, you know. All of a sudden, look who's on the outside looking in at the California clubs, and right up top are Vancouver and Edmonton, and, you know, Vegas and Arizona are in there, Calgary. So it's good, man. It's a nice change. I know that my bosses who spent $5.2 billion on Canadian hockey rights, they're not displeased to see, you know, three Western franchises all looking like they have a legitimate playoff shot.
That's why Perry has to stand whenever we do our radio show. We can't even afford a chair.
Nope.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, tough. I know it's tough going out there, guys.
We had snow last week, pal. I mean, yeah, it was tough. Don't be mocking us.
So you're from Edmonton, so I know that's a joke.
He's softened up. Are you kidding me? He's been out here for a quarter of a century now. He's as soft as a tissue. Come on.
Yeah, oh, I don't doubt that. It's a beautiful day out here, boys. It's about minus 10. I'm walking the dog. The sun's already shining. It's a beautiful Alberta winter day, gentlemen.
Hockey weather, my friend.
I might go for a skate in the outdoor rink later this afternoon.
Hey,
who knows?
Hey, Mark Spector with us here on Sportsnet 650. When you look at where the Oilers are, and a lot of people keep playing this game, well, is it sustainable? You know, Speck, the more I watch, I mean, when you look at what McDavid can do, when you look at what Draisaitl does, even without McDavid, it's, to me, you know, people keep wondering if these guys are going to burn out. I don't see it. I mean, these guys have done it all year long. They did it all last year as well. I just don't see them going off a cliff anytime soon, especially with these meaningful games. I think the Oilers are more legit right now than the Calgary Flames.
Well, I'm not sure about comparing them to Calgary. I think, you know, that's a pretty long debate, and it's a fair one. But, you know, I think Calgary could make a good point. But if we're talking about the Oilers being better than they've been, like, there's no doubt this is the first time, like, coaches since McDavid and Draisaitl, you know, became really good players here, they've been trying to break them up. And every time it lasts about 2-3 games and they realize there's not enough around those two players and they end up putting them back together and Edmonton becomes a one-line team and one-line teams, you know, you can't win with. So this is the first time they've had enough depth at forward that they can bring up, that they can separate those two guys and actually succeed at it, you know. And it's actually worked. They got this kid, Kyler Yamamoto. I'm not saying he's the greatest player in the world, but he's come up through their farm system. He's a nice player. He plays well with Draisaitl. So now they've got an extra couple guys. Now they got two lines, right? They got a couple guys coming. They've got, I'll tell you this, tonight they're choosing between 7 NHL defensemen in this town, and they're going to only play 6 of them. And I can't remember the last time they had 7 NHL defensemen here. Usually they had 5. Plus somebody. So they're getting better. There's more depth here. They've got some goaltending this year. So, yeah, no, this isn't just going to go away. It's not just a hot 20 games. I think the Oilers, after how many years has it been, Perry? Like 15? Are finally building something that can sustain itself.
Yeah, no, it has been a while. You know, we look here, Speck, on the West Coast, and you kind of look around the roster and you go, okay, yeah, good year, maybe even exceeding expectations. I would put right now, especially in the last 2 months, Jake Virtanen has that title. Who is it in Edmonton who kind of said, hey, man, we needed him to progress, and this is really turning into the player we needed? Is there someone specifically this year that you would say, hey, this has been not a nice surprise, but what we had hoped to see this player achieve?
You know, I don't think they have a guy like Virtanen who, you know, I know Canucks fans have waited a long time here, and it finally seems to have taken. But I'll say this, I guess the guy that probably fits your question, Perry, would be the young defenseman out of Seattle named Ethan Bear, right?
Yeah.
A Saskatchewan kid. They didn't think, in fact, that he would be ready so soon. And he's come in, and he's a top four guy. He's playing with Darnell Nurse all season long here. He's a good player. Like, he's a real good new-age NHL defenseman. He's a little smaller, but he retrieves pucks. He passes them well. He skates it out of trouble. So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and they drafted this kid, I think, in the 5th round, man. You know, so that's good. They got a defenseman here named Caleb Jones, Seth Jones' little brother. He's finally come along. He's an NHL defenseman now. He's here. He was drafted in the 4th round. So, you know, you start to look at teams, guys, that good teams – don't just waste all of those deep picks. Every now and again, they get one that plays, you know. And here's the Oilers with two, you know, maybe two of their 6 defensemen tonight were 4th or 5th round picks, and they're both young, good, helpful players that make your team better. And that's the sign of an organization that's, you know, finally getting up off its knees here.
You know, on the flip side, with Mark Spector here on Sportsnet 650, you look at where Calgary's at, and whether it's been a market correction type year for them this season where, you know, they were looked to be a legitimate Stanley Cup contender this year. Obviously, the disappointing playoff exit last year at the hands of the Colorado Avalanche. Things just haven't looked right. And we talked a couple of weeks ago with Eric Francis, who covers the Flames regularly for us here on Sportsnet. But, you know, are they getting to a point? Is it conceivable that the Flames could make a move on Johnny Gaudreau before the trade deadline if they're kind of still just doing that sort of humming along sort of thing here where they're at?
You know, I'm going to say that that's too big a trade to make at the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that a trade of that magnitude is, you know, that's a big deal for Calgary, man. You're trading away a guy that's supposed to be one of your pillar forwards. I'm not saying it won't happen. Like, here's the deal in Calgary, okay? Hang on. Compared to Edmonton. I got my dog out here, sorry.
I hope he has good recall. I heard the whistle.
In Edmonton, the problem is they got 2 superstars who are uber productive, and they got a feeling around these guys, and they're starting to do that, and they're going to have a team here one day. In Calgary, they've started to build around Monahan and Gaudreau. And now we're a bunch of years in, and we're going, geez, I don't know. Like, is Monahan a first-line center? He's a really good player. But on a good team, is Sean Monahan a first-line center on a team that can win the Cup? And it's a very valid question. I don't want to denigrate him as a player because he's a good player. But it's like Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. He got drafted first overall. I'm here to tell you, on a Stanley Cup winning team, he's not your first-line center. That's just a fact. So, and now it's the same with Johnny Gaudreau. You know, they're questioning the production from these two guys over the long haul. And is there enough for these two players to lead our team? But I'm here to tell you, gentlemen, that's not a decision Brad Treliving makes at the deadline. That's a decision that gets made, you know, if they disappoint this year, if they don't make the playoffs, or if they make the playoffs and those two guys don't get them anywhere, that's a big organizational look in the mirror decision and say, okay, we got to kind of rejig what we're doing here. They would not trade Johnny Gaudreau lightly. That'd be a big, big deal in Calgary.
Yeah. The biggest surprise right now, and I know it's Edmonton, Calgary tonight, but are you surprised where Nashville sits in this West?
Well, you know, yes and no. I think you got to remember, Per, that there is a cycle here. Like, sports is cyclical, man. And, you know, we just talked about those California teams and how good they were for how long.
Yeah.
And Nashville can't be great forever, you know. Pecorine can't be an all-star goalie every year of his life. Like, it's going to end at some point. And Nashville's had their fun. Boy, they beat up on the team I cover for a long, long time. And I know they had their fun with Vancouver, too, for many years. So, you know, the worm finally turns here. And it's about time, right? And Colorado's good now. You know, and I mean, I don't know if Dallas ever gets anywhere. I keep thinking they're going to be good, and they never quite get there.
Yeah, because you've never seen a Dallas Edmonton series, right?
Well, okay, but that was 30 years ago. St. Louis wins the cup after 50 years. You know, yeah. It does happen. So Nationals, they had their shot, they didn't win, and I don't think they're going to be good for a while. I think that it's time for someone else to take a run at it.
Well, I think there's three Western Canadian markets that would gladly say it's our turn now. Spec, enjoy tonight, and if it doesn't work out tonight, there's always Saturday, but I think at some point we're going to see something that makes us all sit up and take notice, because we are paying attention to the Battle of Alberta again, and what a break for those book sales on Amazon.ca.
What's your dog's name? Boy. What's your dog's name, Spec?
My dog's name is Wrigley, like the field.
Ah, should have known. Don't you have Wrigley license plates, or didn't you at some point?
I have Cubs Win license plates up in Alberta. Yeah, I got those when I was like 17, and it took about 35 years until I was finally right.
You got it right.
I thought he would have gone with some former obscure, like Hocken or something like that, for his dog's name. Thanks, Beck.
Enjoy it.
All right, boys.